How do you live by faith and receive your healing? Today on The Believer's Voice of Victory, Gloria Copeland shares from Healing School, a place to receive your healing. Learn what it takes to have a successful life in the Word of God and live in divine health.
My son, do not despise or shrink from the chastening or the correction of the Lord. Neither be weary or impatient about or loathe his reproof. So when the God corrects you, that's a blessing. Why does he correct us? He's trying to get us well. He's trying to get us prosperous. He's trying to get us in that groove that he's got for us, where it's all good, all health, all blessing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So don't be impatient or weary when you get corrected. You might be corrected in this meeting about some things and it just irritates you. Well, don't be that way. It's a blessing to be corrected. That's why we have the Bible. That's why God and put it in the Bible. Men gave their lives to get this thing printed for us. Think about it. We got the Word of God. We can open it up and read it anytime. It is terrible sin not to get in there and find out what it says and obey it. For whom the Lord corrects, even as the father corrects the son, and for whom the Lord loves, he corrects, even as a father corrects the son in whom he delights. Happy, blessed, envious, enviable is the man who finds skillful and godly wisdom. Happy, blessed, fortunate, enviable is the man or woman who finds skillful and godly wisdom. The man who gets understanding, drawing it forth from God's word. We don't have to go through this life confused. The Bible takes the confusion out of it. You know that this is God speaking, this is his will, and that's what he wants. And life just, it's not always easy, because sometimes you're starting at a place where your words are still in the world, your thoughts still in the world, but now you're born again, your spirit's born again, and now you gotta learn how to live all over again. But I believe I could say this, from the time you start acting on the Word of God, even though some things are difficult at first, like not borrowing money and not charging anything was difficult at first because we didn't have any money. But it didn't take us, we got out of debt in 9 months. We have the Word to tell us how to think, but we still have to walk by faith. So it says, the gaining, happy is the man who finds skillful and godly wisdom. The man who finds understanding gets understanding, for the gaining of it is better than the gaining of silver, and the profit of it than fine gold. Skillful and godly wisdom is more precious than rubies. What's in this book? Revelation, more precious than rubies, and nothing you can wish for is to be compared to her. Now listen to this, where healing's concerned. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand are riches and honor. That is a big scripture. In wisdom, the way God does things, the information we find out by the Spirit of God through this book, the wisdom of God is riches and honor and long life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We should be long livers. We should be prosperous. Hallelujah. Her ways, wisdom's ways, and that's why, you know, Ken and I, we are, when God was directing our path, moving us, you know, manipulating us, maneuvering us, that's a good word, maneuvering us, and we shortly got into the Word of God. I mean, we got into walking on the Word. We began to hear Brother Hagin and moved to Tulsa for Ken to go to ORU, but actually, we got a lot. He got something from ORU, but we got mostly, I think, from Brother Hagin teaching us faith. How to live by faith. How to live by faith. How do you live by faith in this world? That, if you haven't gone down that path and that's not your goal and where you're looking for your success, that is your success. You can have a successful life in the natural, but you can have it without life and peace. You can have it without peace. Without wisdom, so you make the wrong decisions. But with the Word of God, everything comes. Healing, divine health. We don't just look for a healing. We wait till we get sick and then we pray to get healed. No, we get in the Word and we receive divine health. It's God's will for me to be well. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We don't have to say, Lord, if it's your will, heal me. We know that by His stripes we were healed. It's not only God's will to heal you, you've been healed. Now, what do you have to do? You just have to take it. That's what faith does. That word receive in the Greek, where it says believe, you receive it when you pray. That word in the Greek means take it. We don't just pray. Here, church, this is the way to say it. When you pray, don't just leave it on the table. No. According to that scripture on receiving, that the word take it, it says, actually would say in the Greek, take it when you pray. If you're praying over healing of your body, don't let it be the last thing don't just say, well, Lord, I'm leaving it up to you. What would that be? Well, if it's your will, heal me. Well, you're supposed to know what His will is from the Bible. And so when you pray for healing, today when we pray for healing, we know that the Scripture says, by His stripes we were healed. And we know when He bore our sins, He bore all the curse. He bore sickness. He bore our sickness. He bore our poverty. Everything bad is under the curse. We know that all that's been done. So when we pray for healing today, what are we going to do? We're not going to say, Lord, if it's your will, heal these people. No, we know it's His will. Jesus Himself took care of that the same way He took care of sin. He bore it for us. Every sickness, the Bible says, every sickness and every disease is under the curse. The Bible says Jesus redeemed us from the curse. So that's a done deal. It's settled. You don't have to think about it 4 or 5 weeks and wonder, well, is it God's will for me to be healed? Yeah, it is. Jesus bore it for you. Is it God's will for me to be broke? No, it's not. He bore poverty for you. Is it God's will for me to be nervous and upset and take nerve medicine? That's what my grandmothers and her sisters used to call it. Take nerve medicine. It wasn't dope. It was nerve medicine. And they'd take a little shot of nerve. Of course, it was prescription. So they think that makes it all right, you know. My grandmother had 3 sisters, and they all lived in this little bitty town. And it was a great place to grow up, really, because they were really marvelous people. But they all had nerve medicine. But they didn't think you should drink whiskey. No, they wouldn't. Well, maybe some of them took a little nip near and then, but normally they didn't drink whiskey. But nerve medicine, that's okay because it came from the doctor. You don't need nerve medicine. Glory to God. You've got peace. You've got love, joy, peace. Hallelujah. Isn't that great? If you start being nervous, you don't need a tranquilizer. Take the Word of God. Go to the Scripture. Find the Scripture that talks about peace or blessing or whatever is your problem that you're worried about. We have love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That's the fruit of the Spirit. We got it. When we were born again. Now, if you're not born again, you need to get born again so you'll have it. And that go in the direction of God when you have a problem. Everything else is second best, third best, or bad. God's got the real goods. He's got healing for you today. I mean, it's a done deal. Your healing is the will of God. Every sickness and every disease is under the curse of sin and the curse of the broken law. We're not under the curse. Jesus Himself redeemed us from the curse. That's what the Bible says. We've been bought back. We've been redeemed by the Lord Jesus Christ. It says, and we'll probably read this after a while, but it says, He bore your sicknesses and carried your diseases. He bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases. And by His stripes, when He took care of sin, He took care of everything in the curse, sickness, disease, poverty. By His stripes, we were healed. If I were healed, I am healed. If you were healed, you are healed. But so what else, what's left? I mean, everything's been done. The curse, every bad thing under that curse, you ought to read it and see what all you've been delivered from. Everything under the curse is gone for us if we've made Jesus the Lord of our lives. Poverty, lack, pressure, fear, everything that's been done. Jesus took it. So what do? We find out that, and then we begin to resist the curse. The curse is out there. Satan's out there. He's still on the loose, and he's a liar. He'll tell you you're sick when you're well. He'll tell you you're going bankrupt when you're not. He's a liar. We can't go by what we hear. We go by what it says. Amen? So when a symptom or sickness comes, you have you have a little list of scriptures, and you put those scriptures in your eyes, in your ears, in your heart, where they're there. You don't have to even look them up. And when a symptom comes, you say, you don't go call the doctor. First thing, you don't go tell all the people you know that you're feeling bad. No, you say, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you, pain. I rebuke you, headache. I rebuke you, whatever it is, in the name of Jesus. You don't belong to me. I am healed. I have been healed. Now you get that trash out of my presence in the name of Jesus. You know, I used to be timid, but I got over it. And you need to get over it. You can practice at home by yourself and just talking to the devil, all right? And then you'll be able to, it'll get down in you. Get the word in you and the word comes out of you. Hallelujah. You shall see power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you. If you've never been born again, you need to get born again, because that's the way you become a new creature. And then all these things belong to you. You're still under the devil's thumb until you get born out of sin and out of that curse by making Jesus the Lord of your life. Somebody here might say, yes, but there's more than one way to heaven. No, there's not. Jesus is it. I don't care what you read in books. I don't care what you've been told. You might have been told all your life, there's many ways to heaven. Jesus is the way. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. There is no place else to get life. If I've offended you, I apologize, but I'm doing you a favor. It's the truth. Hallelujah. There is no other way to have life and peace except through Jesus Christ. So the first thing you want to do is get out from under the curse. When we get born again, we're born again out from under the curse. Now, if you're pretty new around and you don't know what the curse is and you know what I'm talking about, you might think some witch doctor put a curse on you. No, the curse is what came on the children of Israel when they would not do what God said. God said this to them: you do these things and you'll be blessed. You do these things and you'll be cursed. So the curse came because they wouldn't do these things. The curse came because of the broken law. It wasn't God's will. It was God's will for them to obey Him and live free of the curse. So you need to be born again. Now it says in the Bible, in for us, it says that Jesus, Amplified says, Jesus Himself bore the curse for us. Jesus Himself bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases. And by His stripes we were healed. Jesus, Galatians says, He redeemed us from the curse. That's a big deal. I'm telling you, that says volumes. You read the curse and you'll find out every bad thing's under that curse. Curse going in, curse going out, cursed in the city, cursed in the field. Where else is there to live? I mean, you were cursed. They were cursed. We were cursed. That's the reason we screwed up so bad. before we made Jesus the Lord of our lives, we were cursed. We were under a curse. We were in darkness. But Jesus said, I have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. He said, the scripture says that Jesus himself, not somebody else, not some angel, not somebody else, Jesus himself bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases. And by his stripes, we were healed. So we are healed. We might not have received it, but that's the first scripture I go to when any symptom of sickness and disease comes is, Jesus bore my sickness and carried my diseases, and by his stripes I was healed. Now that's why I know it's not God's will for me to be sick, because he bore it for me. And it's God's will for me to be healed. I am blessed, I am healed, and the devil's trying to get me to take sickness. I say, no, I'm not having it. I am blessed. I am healed. I rebuke symptoms. I rebuke pain. I rebuke whatever it is. And I'm not bashful. I'll talk to it. I'll talk to it wherever I have to. Hallelujah. Because I don't want to be sick. So poverty. Poverty's under the curse. The way you learn to resist sin comes your way, temptation comes your way, and you say, I'm not going there. That's not right. That wouldn't please God. That's what you do with healing, or with sickness. Sickness comes your way. Maybe people around you are sick. You begin to have symptoms. You don't just say, oh, I'm going to get sick again. No, no, no. You say, I rebuke you symptoms. I rebuke you fever. I rebuke you flu, whatever it is. In the name of Jesus, you're not the will of God for me. I'll not tolerate you. Now you leave my presence in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then you say, Jesus, I thank you that I'm healed. From the top of my head to the soles of my feet, I've been redeemed. You yourself redeemed me from the curse. You need to get scriptures inside of you to come up in you when you need it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's the premise that we have Healing School on. We've been redeemed. It's not God's will for me to be sick. It's not God's will for you to be sick.
Heart disease, diabetes, cancer, depression, all deadly ailments far too common. You may have received a bad report from your doctor, and the situation is telling you there is no more hope. I'm here to tell you that's not the final word. There is hope and a solution for you. When you immerse yourself in the answer, you can be healed.
New York Times best-selling author Dr. Don Colbert has successfully developed practical applications from biblical principles to change your diagnosis. Available today in this Bible Cure package, you'll receive 4 books on the new Bible Cure for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and depression and anxiety. Free with this purchase, you'll receive Kenneth and Gloria Copeland's Healing and Wellness Lifeline Kit.
What the situation says is not the final word. God wants you healed, whole, and thriving.
Order the Bible Cure package today at a special savings of over 40%. 4 books by Dr. Don Colbert, a medical doctor specializing in better health through nutrition on 4 major health topics. Order this package for just $35 and receive free with purchase Kenneth and Gloria Copeland's Healing and Wellness, your 10-day spiritual action plan. For additional product discount and 48-hour processing, order online. For these and other ministry resources, go to kcm.org.
During my whole entire pregnancy, we did the regular ultrasounds and stuff like that, where they're, you know, that's where they're checking for defects or whatever. Nobody saw a thing. We had no idea. I went full term with my pregnancy with him. He was born 10 pounds, and even in the hospital with him being born, there was no signs of anything was wrong with him at all. 10 days after he was born, we were at home just adjusting to baby number 3, and all of a sudden he isn't nursing. And the next morning, all of a sudden he just looked gray. Like he was actually turning, like the color was leaving his body. He was having a hard time breathing. He was gasping for air. So we got to emergency, and as soon as the doctor saw him, they pulled him into the OR. I think they put him right away on life support. They came in and they said it was his heart. And they said they didn't think it was a hole in his heart. They called it cardiomyopathy, which is just an enlargement of the heart, and they didn't know why his heart was all of a sudden so large. And they had nothing to say, just except for he is very, very ill. He's at the point of almost death.
I was working on the office here in Canada. Nash was sick. We had Faber, and it was neat how I'd come to just serve KCM and just give back and help him out here as much as I could. And at the same time, they just started pouring into us so much as we started to go through Nash being at his deathbed and us fighting for his life. We weren't breaking down and crying. We weren't freaking out. We weren't stressed out because we knew God had a plan for him. I mean, we got in the Word.
The bad news is pouring in, and I just knew in that moment I needed to make a choice, which what I'm getting the report from the doctors, and I know the report of the Lord, and I'm going to have to make a choice here what I'm going to believe.
We were in the ICU in emergency for almost a month, and continuing to just believe God and not to stop. And they finally found something wrong. They finally found that one of the artery that was leaving the heart going to the lungs had collapsed. And so they brought him into surgery. They did surgery on him. It was successful. And his health started to improve at that point.
One day I was nursing him, and his heart is against my body. And I could feel that his heart was beating so fast. And I said, Zane, we gotta get him to the hospital. And then sure enough, we got him there, and they put him on the monitor, and his heart was beating at 300 beats per minute.
He was all over the place.
He was going into like cardiac arrest, I guess, is what it was. Yep. And then they said, we need to fly you to Toronto, the other side of Canada, for a heart transplant for him. He has to have a heart transplant. And so we get into the jet, and it's just two pilots in the front, and then it's two surgeons with Nash laying there, hooked up to every kind of machine, and then I get to sit in the last seat in the back, and the plane is small. And they warned me, and they said, just so you know, he is so sensitive to any kind of movement right now, because we're gonna hit turbulence and stuff, we don't know how he's gonna react to all of this. And just so you know, we might have to just cut him open and do surgery right in front of you. And he's so fragile right now that he actually could just die on the plane. Like, they just wanted to list the worst case scenario, which was a real reality in the moment. And I'm going, I do not want to be moved by this. I do not want to be moved by this. And all I had was my purse on my lap. So I just kind of put my head down, and I zipped open my purse, and I'm going through. And in there, I have this little booklet, Freedom from Fear by Kenneth Copeland. And so I got to read that, you know, 20 times on the flight. And it was the most peaceful flight we ever had.
The flight arrived safely, and the Ericksons continued to stand for their son's healing. Nash began to improve. The surgery was canceled, and the family returned home. 6 weeks later, Nash was scheduled again for a heart transplant. This trip, the family traveled together to Toronto, joyfully anticipating their miracle.
And he just started getting better and better. It was one of those unexplainable things. They didn't know how to explain why he was getting better. And then all of a sudden they said, he doesn't need the heart transplant, actually. He's just getting better. Then we got sent home 4 months later, and we got to walk into our church. That was just at Thanksgiving. And we came up, the two of us, holding Nash. And we came up on stage, and the whole congregation just roared, cheering. It was the most exciting moment ever.
We just held him up in front of the church, and the place just went nuts. He said, you speak to the mountain, and the mountain will move. And that's what we've lived by with Nash. That's why Nash is alive to this day. That's why they call him a mystery to this day, because that mountain has moved, and that evil report is gone. And they no longer tell us that your son will most likely die in the morning. We don't hear that evil report anymore. It's been destroyed by the Word of God. It's been removed.
Now, did you notice how this family just stood on the Word of God and how their son had a total recovery, did not need a heart transplant. And today, to this day, he is considered to be a medical mystery. But let me tell you, when this world can't figure it out, we know that it's because our God is a good God and Jesus is a healing Jesus. And if you need a miracle in your body, whatever it may be, God can and will, because he already has done the same thing for you. And we are in agreement for you. We are in agreement with you and your family, over your children, over everybody in your household, that the Word of God is at work in you, ministering life and health to your whole family. Have faith in God. Everything is going to be all right. Amen. Let me tell you about the Bible Cure Package. This is four books by Dr. Don Colbert. And in these books, he deals with things like cancer, heart disease, diabetes, depression, anxiety. And Dr. Colbert is a spirit-filled man of God who knows the Word of God. And that's why you need to get a hold of these things. Or if you know somebody who's dealing with any of these needs in their life, you get a hold of these and get this material into their hands and you watch the Word of God go to work. And the good news is, when you order this package, Kenneth Copeland Ministries is going to send to you absolutely free the Healing and Wellness 10-Day Spiritual Action Plan. This is a lifeline kit. And what it is an interactive study tool. It's got DVD teaching, teaching on CDs with scripture cards. And the whole idea here is that you just immerse yourself in the Word of God and His Word on healing, healing for you and your family. You just get saturated in it until it's all you see, it's all you think, and it's all you speak. Do not let a moment go by. Order your package today. Get a hold of these things and let this begin to be at work in your family. Amen. I want to invite you and encourage you to join Gloria Copeland for Healing School at the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign Saturday, November 12th in Woodbridge, Virginia. Now listen, Jesus is always the honored guest at Healing School, and He will meet you there with your answer. Praise God. So come for the whole meeting, November 10th through the 12th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. And for more information about this meeting, of course, as always, you can go to kcm.org. Partners, we want to thank you. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support and being a part of the kingdom of God and what He's doing through Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Amen. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on KCM, visit kcm.org. Online, you'll find free ministry resources to help you live every day in faith. Receive God's promise that everything is going to be all right. Come to these exciting meetings. Come to the 2011 Word Explosion with Kenneth Copeland, Bill Winston, and Chaplain A.L. Downing, October 13th through 15th in Columbia, South Carolina. Come November 10th through 12th to the 2011 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign in Woodbridge, Virginia. The Branson Victory Campaign, the 8th through the 10th of March, 2012, at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. For more information, go to kcm.org.